Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of series 2 of The Magic Sponge. Me, Rob Beckett, Ian Smith and Jimmy Ballard.
Hello, Rob.
Hey. You all right, lads?
Brilliant.
Exciting. Second one.
Brilliant to be back again.
And our guest this week was supposed to be Chris Iwuolumo. I mean, that is...
How did you pronounce that, mate?
Iwuolumo? Chris Iwuolumo.
Yeah, Iwuolumo.
Scotland International. However, he's not here. Yeah. He's not turned up. So,
was it down the trains, Rob?
Well, we're going to ring up later, but he's not here now.
Okay.
Sandman getting in my ear.
Sandman.
All right, mate, chill out. You do the little up and down graph, and I'll do the talking. So we haven't got Chris. We've got him on the phone later, but stepping in the knight in shining armour, it's only Kevin Gallen.
He's only here again, people. Look at this. He's got another inch growth on his beard.
Have you been here since last week?
Yeah, I'm just hanging around the building.
He's only here. Standing over everyone. Kevin Gallen. What an absolute
legend. Just waiting outside.
He's had wandering around Hammersmith. He's had more appearances on this show than for MK Dons.
I was
just waiting. You thought you had John Gregory on.
And no word of alarm, walked through the door and he's here before anyone.
I thought I'd time travel back to last week.
Hi!
Is that the same jumper as well?
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
It's a good winter jumper, though, isn't it, Kim?
Kevin Gallen is my idol.
Well, you're actually stepping in for Chris. I'll just call him Chris now. I think he's a...
Yeah, he's a mate, isn't he?
Nah, we'll keep it nice and simple for all of us.
Chris.
Chris
was a Scottish international striker. He played for... Should we ring him up and do this? Because basically, Chris, you know, unfortunately, is quite famous for a miss for Scotland against Norway. So
really?
We're thinking about...
If you
YouTube it, it's quite a stinker of a miss. So we're contemplating bringing that up at the end of the interview.
And if you can't spell his surname, just put horrendous football miss on YouTube. It'll probably come up.
With about three Kevin Gallens behind him.
She was on the pitch to miss.
Yeah. So we're going to ring him up and have a quick chat.
I'm calling him now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, is that Chris?
You are speaking, how you doing?
Not bad, it's Rob Beckett. You all right, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
Hello, Chris. Jimmy Bullard here.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. Where are you? You've let us down again, innit ya?
What's that?
You've binned us, innit ya? The fucking trains.
Nothing wrong with a train.
There's fucking wrong with a train. Kev's made it here 2 weeks in a row.
I came last Friday and just stayed. Had a great week in London.
I've got this. You're a Scottish international striker. He played for 18 clubs over a 19-year career, scoring over 100 league goals. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Nailed it.
Player.
And you did. You moved to Denmark to play for, I mean, Aras Fremad. I mean, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah,
Aarhus. Aarhus.
Aarhus, that's a madness song, isn't it?
How was that?
How did it come about?
Yeah, well, how was it, mate? How was Aarhus? How was your Aarhus?
Sounds like a band.
Yeah, I loved it there, mate. I loved it. You know, I think I went over there 19 years old. You know what I mean? It was just like, I remember I got on a plane, hold all, PlayStation in, and that was all my worldly possessions, and went out to play in the Danish Super League. You know, I think it was a little bit unheard of at that age.
Yeah.
Just kind of going abroad and...
Fucking still is.
I loved it, mate. Loved Aarhus.
Yeah. Right, Ian's going to got his quiz for you now, if you're happy with doing
this
a quiz.
This would be a bit weird, Chris. Hold on to your helmet.
Nah, not a problem.
Yeah, Ian's a bit weird.
The last quiz I did, all the information was wrong. So, let's see. Right, here we go. Who was your first international star against?
Norway.
Oh, no, he's got it wrong. Well, unless it was.
Oh, Brazil.
I think it's Argentina, but, I mean, you probably know better than me, to be fair.
Yeah, Argentina, mate. Yeah, Brazil.
Oh, come on, Chris. Fuck it, yeah.
I'm not used to the Norway thing. I'm that used to the Norway thing coming up, but that was just popped straight into my head.
Oh, a subconscious Freudian slip into Norway.
We've got that later, don't worry.
Give us a minute.
Chill out, Kev.
Sorry, going.
Right. How many goals did you score for Aarhus Fremad?
Two.
Oh, double it. Four. Better than your full.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that reaction. Right. This is better on radio than what? This is the best. It's it seems like it's on radio, though, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's better.
No, it's okay. I'm going to be quiet.
It's better if you can use words, Jim.
See ya.
Right. When you played for Wolves when they were promoted in 2008, but what month did you win Player of the Month in?
November.
Oh, yes. And the follow-up question, for 2007, playing for Charlton, you won Player of the Month. What month were you voted Player of the Month in?
November.
Yeah! Fucking loves November. What about the other 9 months? right, last question in this section of the quiz. Who did you score a hat-trick against for Wolves?
Preston North End.
Yes.
November?
Yeah, probably was. Now we're going straight into a FIFA quiz. Now, basically, we've gone on FIFA 2007 to see when you and Bullard are on there, and we're looking at your stats. So what we need you to do is guess what you think is out of 100 these stats were, and whoever gets closest gets a point. So first up, you versus Bullard. What do you reckon your strength was?
My strength, I'd say... 72, 73.
Oh, quite modest. What do you think, Jimmy?
I'd say, Mars, if he's going 72, I'd go below him. I'd go, but he might be wrong, though, mightn't he? I would go 74. Not that I'm stronger than you. I just think you've underchaffed yourself, Sam. I think you could have gone 99, Sam. I've seen his size yet.
Yeah, Jimmy gets the point there. Jimmy was on 77. Chris, 83.
I told you, Sam.
Right, okay.
Right, next up we've got acceleration.
I would go.
I'll tell you what, Jimmy, heck of it, I bet you here. I don't know, first 5 yards.
Oh, fuck up.
I'll go to be fair.
I would. Go on.
No, you go first, Jimmy, then you go, mate.
I'd go 70. I'd go 78.
78?
Yeah.
I've got to say acceleration is terrible, so I've got to go. I'm saying 50, 56.
What are you carrying?
It's going to reverse it from the travel later.
Well, Jimmy said 78, which is 5 off, so Jimmy gets a point. Chris, you had 66.
See?
Too modest.
Ah, right, okay.
I reckon get your next answer and then add 10 to it.
Right, no worries.
Right.
No worries, being a bit too modest.
Yeah. What? Oh, I don't know now. What about long shots?
Go on, Kurt. Chris?
Yeah, I'll go 68.
68? And what about you, Jimmy? Long shots?
Yeah,
75.
So Jimmy is off by 8. Chris is only off by 6. Is a point to Chris.
So what did they have?
What's the answer? Yeah,
who are you? Were you in the
I'm
season?
Getting there.
Rachel Riley over here. Shout out to you, shout out to you working, you prig.
Bullard's got 83 long shots and Chris has got 62. All right.
Okay.
Right, and obviously now this is the most important one. Out of 100, remember, your goalkeeper diving rating.
On you go, Jimmy.
I'm at 5. I'll go five. All what right. are you going on?
Yeah, I'll go 11.
11,
out of 10.
Confident. Out of 10. No, it's out of 100,
isn't
it?
Out to 11.
Yeah, yeah, because you're not goalkeepers, are you? So you're shit at it. So 11. What did you go for, Jimmy?
5.
Jimmy's got his spot on. Jimmy's on 5. Chris is on 8. So that's another point. Jimmy's won it 3-1.
He asked me the same question as last week.
We like repeating things from the week previous this one.
Cool. I really enjoyed that, Ian, but I think sometimes it's best to give us the actual answer as well as who got nearest.
Okay, and we're just doing a little recap that Jimmy is on 6 so far overall in the FIFA competition and the various guests are on 3.
Yeah, he's going the bulldog.
Any more questions for Chris?
Well, we don't really have any more questions, but we're sorry to have missed you, Chris.
Yeah, I do apologise. I was looking forward to coming in, you know, I do listen to all the shows and I'm not absolutely brilliant the way you guys go about it, you know what I mean? So I'd love to have got in with you.
Oh,
cheers, man. You ain't missed much.
Fuck off, Ken. He's been here since last week. He loved it that much.
So the last question, Chris. What is the biggest thing that you think you've missed?
No way!
You know what? Hey, I tell you what, it was... It makes you who we are. You know, I think it was probably the highest, proudest and probably lowest point all in the space of, 90 minutes?
Oh, mate.
So it was, but like I say, it's funny, though, when you retire, that's what people remember you for and it's like, what about experience?
I don't think so, mate. You had 83 strength on FIFA 07. That's what we remember, mate.
Listen,
don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't forget, as Rob said, you had 83 strength on FIFA.
That is something to remember. That's what I remember you for, mate.
Exactly right, bro.
Thanks very much, Chris. You've been brilliant. Shame you couldn't be here.
Thanks so much, Chris. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's nice bloke, isn't he?
I feel really bad now.
The last question went down well. I see Rob hiding.
Just sad. The producer bought a shit sandwich here. That's how well it went down.
Everyone's writing miss on my bit of paper and I'm like, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, and then he went,
he's so sad. He's like, yeah, just ups and downs. It was the highest and lowest.
Oh,
I've
poor bloke.
I was like, oh,
and he's been so nice about us.
Yeah,
never mind.
I felt like I drew the short straw.
One fan of our show. He said he ain't missed one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. And we know what his reputation is for missing things as well.
He's probably missed every single one of our shows.
Nasty people.
Oh, shout out, Kev, you were zigging us on.
I know.
I know Kevin Gannon's telling me about the mascot of the show. Just Kev's always in the corner. You're right, Kev. Yeah, cool. Cheers.
Do you reckon you.
White two sugars, please, Kev.
This sounds like a bad question, the way I'm wording it. It isn't meant offensively, I'm already offended. But do you reckon, because Chris has played for Scotland, he's got a full international cap, do you reckon you guys would have made the Scotland team?
Fucking hell. I think my nan would have made the Scotland team when I was playing.
To be fair, she's got good left foot, she?
She was a player back in her day, let me tell you. Great all pair of pins off. On her.
Of course. Yeah, unless Di Matteo was manager. And that's
yeah, wouldn't even make the bench.
Actually, your mate, Robbo Robinson, he's got like legs like my nan. Like tubes.
What Robin? Who is this?
No, the
which one?
Goalkeeper.
Paul Robinson.
Kebab.
Have you seen him?
Kebab.
He's got big
like,
legs.
You know, like your nan, like they have swollen legs, didn't they? Swollen ankles.
Yeah. Like kebab legs.
Like tubes. Yeah, yeah, kebab legs. Yeah. Robbo's got kebab legs.
He's a big old guy, isn't he?
Yeah, so basically he reminds me of my nan.
We'll pass it on.
Okay, no problem.
Not a problem. And we've had some more tweets in about the show.
Someone said Kevin Gallen was great getting back. Only bloody done it.
Cheers.
Not by accident.
Who said that again?
No, I just made that one up.
Thanks, Mum.
No, we've had this one. Just a nice. This was Jimmy Bullard. You've tweeted saying New Medic sponsor me record on Friday as well. Bullard getting busy for yous. I like the way you use Twitter and you write how you speak. I think it's good.
That's all I know, Rob. Really.
So you know,
I find it hard to be posh.
Yeah, I like it. Also, Sophie on Twitter.
I'm straight, isn't I?
161 favourites you got for that.
I'm straight, though, isn't I?
Yeah, you're pretty urban. we do have a question from Sophie saying, Busy Bullard is my favourite Bullard. Why is it called the Magic Sponge anyway? Do you want to answer
this? We spoke about this before. Go on. Do you know why it's called the Magic Sponge?
Oh.
I actually... The producer come up with it, Joel. So.
Yeah.
Go the on. Old producer.
I know, yeah, the old God producer. Rest his, the real producer. The one that doesn't always tell us what to fucking do.
This charlatan.
Basically, the Magic Sponge, I would like to say, because I did guess it right. Did you guess it right?
No, I didn't get it.
Did you get it?
What do you mean, guess it?
Did you know why we called this a Magic Sponge?
I think so, yeah.
And why do you think we'd call this a Magic Sponge? Could you guess
it? Well, it's got a football-related theme, isn't it?
Yeah, but even deeper, there's a deeper
meaning. Oh, I don't know the deeper meaning. No, no.
Magic Sponge. So if you get injured, and then you... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The old Magic Sponge. 2-day recovery from a cruise ship. There
you go. No, you're right. You're on the right line.
He's doing callbacks from a week ago. Come on, Kev.
So why...
Operation on Sunday, back playing on the Tuesday.
Yeah, but it's very relative with the show. So what you say was, bring the Magic Sponge on, and basically, don't fuck all. It's the same as this show. We talk about fuck all. Oh, that's okay. Why it's called the Magic Sponge.
Yeah, bang on.
Yeah, so that's
how it's related.
That's it answered for you. Do you like the name, Kev?
Lovely.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Another thing from Manny on Twitter. So listening to Jimmy Bullard on Magic Sponge has made me laugh. First time since having my foot sliced open. Cheers, pal.
So
he's been had an operation on his foot.
It doesn't even say sliced open. It says the foot sliced.
Yes, I don't know.
So he's had it like chopped up like a bread.
A butcher's in League of Gentlemen.
Rob's just putting words onto people's tweets. He's fine.
No, so he's got.
I've got a picture of it as well.
Yeah, he's injured his foot
that
and he's sitting
like
there.
That just looks like foot to me.
That just looks like Robbo's calf.
So yeah, that is a Rickman 1985 tweet. That's so you can have a look on his Twitter and see his injured foot. So
basically, he's a sadist because he started laughing when he cut himself.
Pretty much. Also, I've got a question from Twitter for Chris, which we didn't have time to ask. So
I'll answer it.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask you, okay. Kev. So how was your time at Watford? Zola seemed to love you.
Yeah, Watford was great. I started off there when I was 12. And then I left. Yeah. They were playing me right back. So I thought, no good. But Zola's a top man.
Have you met Zola?
No.
Oh, I've got no idea.
Oh, yeah, is he in there? Is that small? He's under the table. Come on,
like a little gremlin. To be fair with Zola, I think he's too good a player to be a manager because, isn't it a bit annoying if your manager's better than you? Like the training ground of his touch.
Isn't it horrible, though, when a great player like that becomes a manager but he's a shit manager? It's just so bad, isn't it? Like, you think, player, absolute player, oh my God, he loses 4-0 every
nice
week
guy.
As a manager.
Yeah, nice
just,
guy.
I just don't like it.
Like Di Matteo, he's a top bloke, isn't he?
Oh, Kev hates Di Matteo.
What were you saying about another one of your managers? You had a story about one of your managers. You said,
yeah, well, I've got some low.
Come on, Kev.
You know, I had like 15, 16 managers, and this is a great one, and it just come back to me. So, you know, Jimmy, you'll know you're playing on Saturday. On a Friday, usually you you go into like a room and see a video of the opposition, and you know, you look at their set pieces and you got to go here and you got to go there and you stay up there, watch this geezer's coming in at the far post, he's X on the back post. So we're all expecting that. So we're all in the room, ready, waiting. It's April Fool's Day, but we didn't even think about it. So next thing, the manager's come in, puts the video on, and it's a porno.
What, he's put... Yes. Has he put it on purpose?
What of the opposition?
No.
Yeah. No, it's gone straight through that as attacking midfielder.
Look at the position she's taking up.
Oh, exactly.
She's not going to be on the bench for long.
Look at her. Look how front she is.
Was he saying it?
Look at the size of that.
What,
look at the size of him.
It?
Yeah, he's going through. We're watching
gaffer?
It. I can't tell you.
No. You can't be dangling a carrot like that.
Honestly.
John Gregory, there you are.
Greg,
I'm my Pardew.
But literally, it went on. It weren't like a minute, a 10-minute. We're watching a Frankie Vaughan. Me and my mate playing for a team.
You and your mate, yeah.
A football team.
No, my teammate. And we were both sort of injured, but we got taken on the trip to the way trip, and we got to the place.
He's trying not to say names and places.
We got to the place a little bit early. So, you know, when you get to the hotel and you've got to go to your room or whatever, but it was like 1 o'clock, and we're like saying, "Well, we ain't got to be dinner's like 6:30." And I looked at him, "Are you tired?" He went, "No, I'm not tired." So should we just go into town for a little wander?
Yeah,
let's go into town and wander. So as soon as we got into town, we got dropped at the taxi. It was a pub there. And we just looked at each other and went, "Should we have a pint?" "Yeah, come on, let's have a pint." So we've had a pint and then we've had another.
Yeah.
And then it just goes on and on. And the more we're drinking, the more leery and just silliness comes
into it. More comfortable you
get. Comfortable. So we said, "We better get back for team dinner." And he went, "Yeah, come on." So it's 6:30. "Come on, let's get back." So
how much have you had to drink by this point?
We've had a few.
We've had 10.
This is probably. And so he was on McCaffrey's as well. In those days, that was rocket fuel.
Tim
McCaffrey's was rocket fuel.
On match day?
No, this was the day before. We didn't think we were playing. We didn't think we were playing.
It's on McCaffrey's. Not like that's a heavy bit, but the next day.
So we had 10 pints of McCaffrey's and gone back for team dinner.
Team dinner. And then we get there and there's no food left. And he turns around to me and goes, "Come on, let's go back and get a KFC. I went, "Yeah, great idea." We go up to the KFC and then we just went, "Nah, let's go back in the pub." So we go back in the pub and it gets, and we've got our tracksuits on. I was about to say what team. We've got our tracksuits on. We're there to 12 o'clock. We then go to the nightclub.
In your tracksuit?
Yep. And I was thinking, I just hope I'm not, I'm in, he ain't going to put me on the bed. He ain't. He's no chance. I got in about 5. He got in at 3. I've gone up to the room. I'm knocking on the door. He's left the telly on, blaring.
What was you doing to her?
Drinking.
On your own.
So I'm knocking on the door. Open the door. He's just gone. He's completely ruined. Open the door. I've had to go down to the porter downstairs. I'm now looking about. I'm like a cat burglar. I'm like, all over. Just anyone around. Mate, you've got to open my door. My mate won't open the door. And as he's there, don't say anything to anyone about this, could be in big trouble.
Have you got your number? Right? You got your initials and number on it.
So he lets in. Man, she does the team talk, and subs are Kevin. I'm like, "Oh no, I'm only on the bit." He's not on the bit. He's in the stand. I'm warming up, and the striker has gone down after 5 minutes with about. And I'm looking at him. Get the fuck up! I can't play it. There's no way I can play this lot. No chance. I'm like that. I'm warming up, just keeping away from everyone, just like my probably stink. Went on with 10 minutes to go. We were winning, thank God. The ball was that 3 balls coming towards me. I'm like, just concentrate on the one in the middle. Like doing a Rocky Balboa. Punch the one in the middle. We won. I got my bonus and my win bonus. It was a class day.
Decent.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, cut. Yeah, bad.
You don't know.
I didn't think I was going to play, so that's my excuse.
Yeah, fair.
But if we'd have got caught, I think we'd have been sacked. Easy.
Okay. Tracksuits in the club.
Aware of it?
I still don't know what you was doing between the hours of 3 and 5 when you're own drinking in the nightclub when you're full tracksuit.
Kebabish.
What a pre-match meal that is.
10 pints of Caffrey's.
10 Caffrey's, a KFC and some more beer.
Did you even have the KFC?
No. We didn't eat anything. It was a liquid dinner and lunch, brilliant. Everything. Yeah. Great days.
Unbelievable.
Glory days.
So all you youngsters listening, that's what you do.
That's how you can football. That's how you can make it.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but Jim, you must have gone into training a couple of times, worse for wear.
Oh fuck me! Yeah, we've had this. I've got a blinding one. I don't think I've told this one. Me and Ian Ashby, the captain of Hull City, we was both injured at the same time. We was having a few drinks and all that, and Branny got wind of it. We was going out for a few too many
Phil
drinks.
Brown, yeah,
Phil Brown and Gaffer, and he pulled in Casey Stade. And also we had the phys, because we had bad injuries, we had long term injuries. The physio was quite close to Simon Mulby at the time, and he liked to drink. So there's 4 of us all like to drink. All like to drink. So the gaffer calls in and goes, "Boys, you've got to come in and see me." Like, because Hull's quite a small place. If you go in a bar, you get coloured. So he goes, "Jim, can you not do you mind if you don't have a drink, like, for the next 3 weeks? Like, literally stay off of it, and I'll do the same. And Simon, will you do the same? Simon straight away went, fuck off, Gav. Like that. He went, all right, you can drink, then you're the physio. Phil went, okay, as long as we shake our hands. So we had a proper serious chat for half hour at the Casey stayed, looked him in the eye, shook his hand. We walked outside the Casey, and Ash went, boozer? I swear on my life, that 12 o'clock was in the boozer. I swear, that's how much notice we took of Phil Brown when we was there, when we was injured. So it's a little bit disrespectful towards Brownie, I know, I'm telling you, but look, that actually happened, and to this day me and Ash were like, what the fuck are we doing? When you're injured and you haven't got to go training for 6 months or 5 months, it's like you ain't hurting anyone, do you get what I mean? So that's how me and Ash here.
Just your body.
But it's a nightmare.
But I got pulled in by one manager, you'll love this, I couldn't believe it. I've got pulled in, he went, Kevin, you know, drinking, you know, I think you got to stop drinking pints. I went, yeah. He said, yeah, just stay on the shorts.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I can't tell you. Stay on the shorts.
That's like Voldemort on Candy when she does all the points. How'd you get the 406? I can't show you. I've done it, though. Yeah. I had Phil Brown at Hull, and we stayed up. The final game we stayed at was at the KC Stadium, 30 fan, rocking it was. And obviously all the boys were in the chain room, popping champagne. We heard Phil Brownie come in, he sort of went, keep the boys in the dressing room like that. And he's bowled off. And we all thought, what the fuck is he bowling off? He's gone out. And then all of a sudden we hear him on the tenor. He's on the mic singing to the crowd while he's kept us in here, the cheeky bastard. He's like that, singing. What was he singing?
These are the best days I've ever.
Something like that. I think he had the mic, but proper going for it. Like I was like, all the fans into it. They loved it. But some of us were like, can you believe he's doing this? Like, what the fuck? He don't give a fuck. Like, but that was Brownie. He'd come up with shot the living daylights out of you, really. Do you know what I mean? But my worst thing was keep the players in while he goes out and
at least you can go and
fucking cheeky bastard.
Chocolate.
He was actually chocolada. But to more be than, fair, I like Brownie.
More than
I don't know who you're going to say, but I don't want to talk about him.
Have you seen Jamie And recently?
Was
he going to get
Jamie
him on this series?
No, we've made him a little bit famous though.
Does he really?
Yeah, because he's called me a couple of times saying, fucking hell. Seen a couple of boys and girls and they've said, shit, Bob.
He's got his own catchphrase.
Do you know Jamie? Yeah, absolute lunatic, basically. He just basically rolls up shit and throws him into hotels. That's the kind of
player. And then shouts shit, Bob.
What about the player who waited outside the training ground and got a condom, knocked one out, and then threw it at the lads when they drove past?
Who was that?
Oh, God, I'll tell you.
So what's your catchphrase now?
God, I'll tell you.
So basically,
you've got to give us a little bit. Clear.
So what happened again?
I played with him.
What team is it?
So it's a him.
Let's do like guess who.
Yeah.
No, so brown hair.
Explain what happened again.
He
knocked one out into a condom.
Yeah, and as the lads drove past, threw it at him in the car.
The window.
Yeah.
Is this like the opposing team or
no,
his own
his teammates? Set for banter outside the training ground.
Who's the nuttiest player you've ever played with who's done weird stuff like that? Or there must be some stories that stick in your head, like. The problem is,
I actually played with that lad.
He's got to be a bit crackers, isn't he?
He's crackers, he's a good lad, though. Great lad.
What else has he done?
Oh,
the striker that shall not be named.
Just stuff. He was just so unprofessional when I played with him. He's like, before a match, he'd be just eating a fry up. He'd be like, what are you doing? We were in a Tenerife, right? The manager, and he said, right, lads, you're allowed out. It's 12 o'clock. You're allowed out. You've got to be back by 3. We're at 3 o'clock, 3 out. We've been in Tenerife for a week, San Antonio.
Why like, did managers do that,
gagging,
by the way?
Gagging. 3 hours. We're like right next to it, just like... He's buzzing over there, couldn't go out, right? So he says, 3 hours. We went 3 hours. We all got together, and we went, right, no one goes back at 3. No one goes back at 3. You can't sack us all.
You and him
can't sack the whole team. So we've gone out in Tenerife. So we said, we're not going back at 3. No chance. Everyone, no chance. I'd only been at the club a week and I'm organised. No chance. Can't sack us all.
What team's this?
Can't tell you. So we've all gone out. We've all gone out and... I'm like thinking, I ain't going, we're not, I'm like, no, I'm going, you're going nowhere. You're going
it's
nowhere.
Only been there a week.
So he's there, first drink, he's like drinking pints of vodka and Red Bull, and I'm giving it. You'll do for me. You're going to make it, right? He's fallen down the stairs and busted his ankle. We had to go training in the morning.
Yeah.
And he gave it. Who went out? Who didn't come back? And everyone just went, put their hands up. Right, you lot, you've got to do box to box running. He's about 2 miles behind us running. We then had a match when we got back, and he said he slipped out of the bath and run. That was his excuse. I fell out of the bath and done my ankle.
Did you, so QPR, did you ever work with, was it Adel Tabat, is it? I don't know.
I was there when he was about.
Because you hear so much about him either being incredible or just like not.
Good question.
But I'd be interested to know, like, what is he like? Is he like, because he can
he's
be good
talent,
sometimes.
Right?
You know
he's
what I mean?
Got
like,
loads of talent. But he is.
And the stuff
he's
about him
player,
being
but
overweight, that was like embarrassing really, like having little arguments and stuff.
Yeah, that was a little bit silly because he just came back and breathed in and looked all right actually. But he's got a lot, he's got, he is very talented, but he just, I don't know.
Cannon.
No, he's not, he's just he's wanting to leave QPR for the last 3-4 years.
Yeah.
And no one's ever really took him. When he went to Fulham on loan, they sent him back.
So he's like McCaffrey's.
I think now, well, I've heard he's turned partial to the old Caffreys these days, so that's what's probably slowing him down. Only real men can get away with that and carry on playing, do you know what I mean? He ain't bred like me, bred for stuff like that.
Also, as well, would you, do you ever deal with Ravel Morrison at QPR?
No, but I heard a lot of stories about him.
Like what?
Just not turning up.
Really?
Yeah, just things like that. Yeah. Going missing.
He's gone Lazio now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Has he?
He's gone missing
really
now until the start of next season.
Yeah.
He's had a right touch.
Yeah, yeah. So, Noel Ranger's a bit like that. He's a bit of a loose cannon.
Has he been found yet?
Oh, is he still missing?
He went missing around Christmas.
Oh, no,
they
tweeted that they hadn't found him, and then didn't he tweet something as well? Being like, I'm here. Like,
I'm in London.
Yeah,
just next door to Blackpool. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, really? These players just go missing because they don't fancy playing with the clubs?
I think so. I don't know what it is.
Well,
but
they said family
issues or whatever.
Issues or something, yeah.
Just don't turn up.
United could have had, like, I'm a United fan. They could have had the best midfield. If, like, Ravel Morrison, like, to his potential.
Pogba as well.
Pogba. Oh God!
Yeah, but that's
sometimes I just think about that and I get angry.
They are very excellent. Like Ravel Morrison is all the talent in the world. Tarapt, all the talent in the world. Yeah. But what's the problem? Obviously, there's something missing. As in, they're not dedicated to playing or training every day.
Yeah. It's a shame because you just love watching them kind of play. They spin a game on its head, can't they? But as you say, some of them ain't the full ticket, really.
Yeah, we've got the Champions League back this week. Excited?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, yippee.
Well, Ibrahimovic, do you reckon he goes out and has a pint of vodka or Red Bull?
I reckon
PSG,
Tenerife,
Chelsea,
Parisian
one out
in
the
bars.
Hey, Ronaldo.
Have that, you mug.
But you see that what he was arguing with someone on the pitch, and the middle of the argument, it was so funny, he just went... Told him, went, just stop a minute like that, put his finger to him, and he went around and went and looked at the back of his shirt as if to go, who are you?
Did he really?
Yeah, and he's got so angry.
Who are the favourites to win Champions League?
Real Madrid, is it, do you reckon?
Yeah, they're flying at a minute, isn't
they? Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich.
All the fucking normal teams, really.
But do you think, like I was saying, like, with people like Ibrahimovic, there's not that many characters left. You talk about the players you talk about now, everyone's so
straight-laced, isn't they?
No, everyone's just so professional.
That's right. Unprofessionalism is funny.
Yeah. Unprofessionalism is funny, but gets you fucking nowhere.
Basically.
It gets
me hanging around here for a week.
Yeah. He just hangs around the Dave offices and waits for us to come in.
Well, lads, a chance for a quick. I've got some more stories.
Anyone not turning up today?
A donkey.
A
donkey is crossed between a donkey and a duck.
Oh, yeah.
Is she only donkey with a beak?
Duck donkey.
Oh, duck donkey.
Oh, gosh.
You don't get this on Radio 4, do you?
No, they don't get this on the Archers.
That's what this show's about, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just randomness.
Yeah. Faff. Now it's time for Ian's feature. It's called Ian's Club Feature. Where this is where you go to a football club and interview them and stuff like that. And this week, where have you been?
So this week I've already gone to West Ham to ask about the
You haven't gone to West Ham.
Oh my God, Leighton Orient.
Basically, can I explain? Ian's not done the feature again.
No, it's like...
So he's going to do it again in a minute.
It's more complicated than that.
No, it's not. It's not complicated. You've not done it. Well, that is the beginning, middle, and end of it. You've not done what you're supposed to have done.
You're putting it in a certain way. What? I haven't.
It's not been
finished it yet.
Because you haven't started.
Yeah, but it's better to say that, isn't it?
Well, no, but you're not even going to West Ham. You're going to Leighton Orient. You're going
to
Leighton Orient.
Yeah,
so why'd you say West Ham?
Because I meant Leighton Orient.
So, but this week you're going to Leighton Orient, yeah?
Yeah, this week what I meant was I'm going to Leighton Orient to ask them about their stadium and just how everything ticks along over
with
there.
Their stadium.
Ian Smith here, and it's time to add some serious football journalistic content to the Magic Sponge. Now, I'm going to be talking to Ada is spelled A-D-A, if you believe that. He used to be a groundskeeper at Leighton Orient, and now he's the kit man. He's a lifelong fan, and I'm going to ask him to get some juicy gossip on what it's like being a kit man /groundskeeper/fan at Leighton Orient. So I'm going to give him a quick call.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
Straight to answer machine as well. He's not even got it on.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, it's Ian Smith here from the Magic Sponge. We agreed to call at 7 o'clock. I imagine the signal's not good or something at the minute. I'll give you a call back and speak to you in a bit. Bye. It's Ian Smith from the Magic Sponge podcast here. It's 7:15 now. I'll give you a call back in 5 minutes. Bye.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
Jesus Christ, mate, it's half 7! Rob and Jimmy are going to kill me. Ian Smith here, I've left you a few messages. I was just, I'm just going to ask you a few questions and then we can run through it when you're available. I'm just on Google Maps now and I'm wondering where you've put the running track from the Olympic Stadium, because I can't see it anywhere at the minute. It looks fully downgraded, the stadium, and there's a park now where the swimming pool was. Oh, for fuck's sake. West Ham have got the Olympic Stadium. You're not based in the Olympic Stadium. What? Why has it got the name Orient? No other team's got that. You've got your Athletics, United's, FC, whatever that stands for. Is it short for orienteering? And if so, why? Is it something to do with Asia? Something about... that you used to have your own train service until someone was killed. So I'd be interested in knowing what happened with that. Hi, Ada. Fuck, I was too fucking early!
To listen to your message...
No!
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, Ada. Fucking beep it, fuck! Hi. Fuck you. Pick up your fucking phone, mate! Oh, my God. I'm going to get slated for this one. Hi, Ada. What does Orient mean? Next. You used to work as a groundskeeper. What seeds did you use? When you're free, give us a call back, because I'm under pressure. Hi, Ada. Ian Smith from the Magic Sponge here. I'm just going to give you a few questions and we'll just edit them in afterwards. What grass seeds do you use to maintain the ground? Also, would you plant a grass seed for me? I'd quite like an Ian Smith blade of grass at Leighton Orient. That would be quite good. Like when they throw coins at a player, are you allowed to keep them? Have you ever forgotten a kit? And if you do the players have to play in their underwear like in school? Have you ever thought about having a kit with grass on it so it looks like camouflage? Does it annoy you when players have nicknames on their back? Hasselbank used to have Jimmy on his sometimes. Oh, that's not a question. It's awkward when there's no one. I'll try and call you again in half an hour. Maybe you've put the clocks back accidentally, you know, got the seasons wrong. So I'll give you a call back. Cheers. Bye. Oh, my God.
To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Hi, Ada. Just wondering if we could maybe reschedule an interview for next week. Cheers. Thank you. Bye. Fucking waste of time. So, there you go. That's everything you need to know about kits, grounds and Orient. Next week, I'll be speaking to someone else from the football industry about an aspect of football, if they can keep to their appointments.
Oh, so that was really good.
Yeah. Wasn't that good, Cheers. That feature Ian did?
So funny that, wasn't
it? God, you're really good at those.
Thank you, mate.
Cool.
You're really good at those.
You're really good at them, mate.
Thank you.
Well done.
What are they like? Did he get pissed off at you?
I reckon they, well, yeah, they did. But no, they were good. No, they were good. They were good crack.
Yeah. What about the bird? What's she like?
Oh, God. I mean, we could barely put any of that in the end because she was absolutely off her face.
Yeah. What on crack?
Yeah.
And it's very unlucky for her that there was a donkey at the ground.
We didn't expect that bit. I don't know if that made it.
Was the duck there?
That was just before they made the donkey.
Well, they have one side, one stand with the ducks and one side stand with the donkey.
I mean, it's a very hard thing to breed, a donkey.
Oh, God, yeah, but I mean, that's what we're going to talk to them about.
Would you feed them?
Well,
a donkey.
I don't know, mate. I've never had one.
Just like huge bits of bread.
And grass. A bread grass sandwich. A
massive bread.
Grass sandwich.
A bread grass sandwich. Hey, they like it. The donkey goes crackers for the grass. The ducks go bonkers for the bread.
Right.
This is the most surreal
win-win.
What's happened on this?
All I'm thinking is a big fucking dodo dressed as a donkey. That's all that's in
dressed
my head.
Dressed as a donkey? Like,
not
what?
Dressed as a donkey. But, you know. Big fucking tail hanging off the donkey, the slim one with a fur ball on the end. Big duck as an ear, like a dodo's head, and a big grey body.
We should
some
do
some prehistoric monster.
If anyone can tweet us a picture of
with Robinson's legs.
A dong duck.
Someone's to draw a donkey.
Yeah, draw a donkey.
And send it in and we'll tweet it out. Also, as well, I think we should try and get this animated because the vision of that and the vision of you being a firefighter last week, I think it'd make a great animation. So if anyone wants to animate it, let us know, send it over. Hashtag Magic Sponge. Any other business before we sign off, lads?
What we got? No, not for me. I've got a nice, easy week this week.
Have you?
Thank God, I've been so busy.
Oh, you're busy on telly, haven't you, mate? Been a big star.
Oh, yes.
Also, who's our guest for next week? Have we got a guest lined up?
Me.
No.
Kev Gallon.
You're not getting Gallon.
Series 3. Kev Gallon.
Dean Windass.
Right, what noise do you reckon a donkey ducking makes?
What? I think we'll finish there. Thank you very much, Kev. See you later, lads. See you next week.
See you all later.
Cheers, bye.
Cheers,
bye.
Bye.
Bye. The Magic Sponge is a Pixiu production for Dave and is produced by Sam Pearson.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugs your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video.
Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
way.
I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell, and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising person.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.